This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today.
I hope you are all staying safe this week as record-setting rainfall floods California. As we see ponds forming from this atmospheric river, they serve as stark reminders of the WOTUS's rule's unknown fate and how it will affect your production, business, and livelihood. Although the EPA released the rule in late December, the Sackett v. EPA case currently before the Supreme Court could complicate the EPA's implementation of the new ruling. Ethan Lane, Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says when asked about whether a ruling on that case could alter the new EPA final rule,
typically a new rulemaking, you know, would go to court, we would go to the district court, we'd go to the appeals court, and you'd be years down the road before the Supreme Court heard it. Given the unique timing of an existing case moving through the court system, this rule is immediately subject to challenge. And that's going to be a really interesting set of circumstances. As they move to implement it, they could immediately have to draw it back or portions of it, depending on what the Supreme Court says. We never want to presuppose what the Supreme Court may rule, but certainly with that 6-3 majority for conservatives in the court and some of the other rulings we've seen them make, regarding federal authority, this is something that definitely is going to be in their sights. And that's going to be a really interesting set of circumstances.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.